Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ngayong umaga, makakasama natin from APSA, ang Association of Pinoy Students in Australia, si Ms. Vida Aquino Fernandez. Magandang umaga, Ms. Vida!
Hi, good morning, Edinel, and sa lahat ng listeners ng SBS. Great to be back sa program ninyo.
And thank you so much po. Alam ko kung gaano kayo ka-busy, pero thank you for taking this call at sa pag-share ng ating mga pag-uusapan ngayong umaga, which is excited ako dahil alam ko na para ito sa ating mga kababayan. Pero before that, kumustahin ko muna kayo, Ms. Vida. Kumusta dyan sa area ninyo?
Hi, medyo talagang nafe-feel natin ang pressure and everyone has to wear mask at saka observe, of course, social distancing protocol. Maginaw dito sa Western Sydney.
Oh yeah, oo, ramdam na ramdam natin. Kaninang umaga, nakakakilig ang pagising sa sobrang ginaw.
That's right.
Eto, tuloy-tuloy pa rin ang lockdown natin at marami pa rin mga negosyo ang hindi pa rin makapagbukas, or kung sa mga hospitality man yan, take away lang ang pwede, di po ba?
Yes, that's correct.
Marami tayong mga kababayan ngayon ang problemado na naman, napapakamot na naman sa ulo dahil on and off ang lockdown. Naranasan na natin ito last year and inakala natin na parang magtutuloy-tuloy na magiging maganda na ang takbo, pero dahil syempre nandyan pa rin yung virus at itong Delta variant na sinasabi nila ay mas nakakahawa, kinailangang i-lockdown ang Sydney dahil sa lumalalang mga outbreaks, lalong-lalo na dun sa May Bondi area. Pero ang mga kababayan po natin or yung mga estudyante po natin dito sa Sydney, Miss Vida, sa inyo pong pagkakaalam, kumusta naman sila?
Yes, unfortunately, we're back to lockdown where most students were left again with no work, Edinel. And I have talked to some, and of course, hindi ma-avoid that some were on distressed situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good that we have networks. At least they could talk to someone at ma-release man lang yung worries. Kasi malaking bagay talaga ang may napagsasabihan who can give moral support. Malaking bagay yung may naririnig man lang silang nagsasabi directly na we will get through this together, we are all in this together. Yeah.
Especially karamihan ng mga estudyante na nandito sa Australia are on their own, 'di ba? Walang masyadong kamag-anak o kaya yung sila lang talaga yung nabubuhay para mag-aral dito or magtrabaho.
Exactly.
Pero sa ngayon po, ano-ano pong mga activities ang nakahain ng APSA para sa kanila?
Yes, again, we have this Feed a Student program. Same thing like we did last year. Kasi actually last year, just before Easter, when pandemic has just started, some of our members have approached me na nawalan nga ng trabaho and may iba as in walang makuhanan ng makakain man lang. So first na tinakbuhan my family who can help me with the urgent needs, and we have to do something for that week. And then what we did, we have created a Google form and asked students who need assistance to register in the form. Like last week nga, we have last Saturday, we have 101 recipients among 154 in the list who have registered.
Mm-hmm.
And due to the lockdown in Greater Sydney, of course, we have limited the recipients to mostly mga taga-West lang.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we could protect our safety and those who have helped us sa distribution.
Okay, so dahil yun yung pinakamalapit na hub para sa inyo. So I think Ms. Vida, mukhang okay din na makipag siguro kung may mga ibang groups or Filipino communities in other areas to partner with you with this campaign or with this activity,
Yes, that's correct. At the moment, like last Saturday, that was our first batch. We have partnered with FieldSpark,
mm-hmm.
Filipino Sports Arts and Recreation Club, and PAMCA, Filipino Australian Multicultural Community Association, who have helped us approach different businesses and organizations with the aim that we will do this distribution on a weekly basis. and until after lockdown or depende sa resources and need pa ng mga students. But last year, nako, I am really overwhelmed with the bayanihan spirit talaga ng mga different Filipino community organizations, churches, businesses, and even individuals at mga previous students who are now residents or citizens have provided support. Kasi last year, apparently, when we have just started, we have tried to control 50 recipients every batch, and then suddenly yung registration namin umabot na ng 300, but we have only distributed 50 grocery packs, and then suddenly naging 500 na, padami na ng padami until umabot ng almost 1,500. So it's good then that we were endorsed last year by the Philippine Consulate to different organizations who have willingly put their hands up. Madami talagang tumulong, sumuporta sa initiative na ito.
Yeah, and we're hoping na mas dumami pa sa mga panahong ito. Lockdown man o hindi, ay magtuloy-tuloy yung pagbuhos ng tulong. But speaking of donation, ano pong mga klaseng mga donasyon yung ipinapaabot po sa inyo?
We have tried to create a poll last year actually na to ask kung ano yung mga needs ng mga students. And based doon sa list namin, mostly ang basic needs of course are food. So madaming nagbibigay ng grocery packs. And then some have requested for opal cards. And then because it's winter, so mga winter clothes. May mga nag-request din ng accommodation kasi nawalan sila ng tirahan. And madami ding nagre-request ng job. Ganon. So at the moment, partnering with PhilSpark and PAMCA, trinay kasi namin na i-centralize yung receipts ng mga cash donations through PhilSpark dahil meron coming partner na Filipino shop who can give at least dun sa actual cost ng items. So we can maximize yung mabibili dun sa shop na yon, and we can distribute to the international students. So those were some needs. Grocery packs, they can give cash or winter clothes. So ganun. And if there are among the community who can also provide jobs, then that's great.
Wow, opo, lalo na sa panahong ito. Pero it's great to know, no, na sa iba't ibang sektor, nagsasama-sama sila for this initiative. Gaya niyan, may mga shop, community group. So lahat talaga ng may pwedeng ibigay or itulong is lumalapit.
That's correct. Even last year, this multicultural Australian Task Force, PCC New South Wales, APCO, and their affiliates, different churches, meron pang initiate ng concert, partnered with FPF Church to raise funds para matulungan itong mga international students natin. So it's really overwhelming that we can get this support from the community.
Mm-hmm. At kung sakaling may mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon na gusto pa pong magpaabot ng kanilang tulong, saan po nila pwedeng dalhin or kanino po nila pwedeng ibigay?
You can message us, Association of Pinoy Students in Australia, sa page namin. So we can organize drop-off. We can also have our office in Blacktown as the drop-off center for those grocery bags or winter clothes. And if you want to donate in cash, then we have PhilSpark who's collecting them, and I can provide the bank details.
Okay, so pinaka-best na i-message kayo sa inyong account. And sa lahat ng mga kababayan natin na nangangailangan ng tulong, kung kayo ay parang feeling nyo wala kayong mapupuntahan o kung feeling nyo ay mag-isa lang kayo sa mga panahong ito, marami tayong mga kababayan na handang magbigay ng suporta.
That's correct.
And Ms. Vida, ano po ang inyong mensahe sa lahat ng mga estudyante, mga international students, at sa mga kababayan na rin natin na nandito sa Australia sa ngayon?
Oh, yes. To all Filipino international students, please like our Facebook page, Association of Pinoy Students in Australia or APSA, because from time to time, nagpo-post kami ng mga distribution schedule and venue so you won't miss out yung sa registration. On Thursday pala, meron, kinontak ako ng MATF, Multicultural Australian Task Force. We will be distributing food packs with veggies and fruits sa OZ Harvest in Granville. I will also post that kasi inaayos pa namin yung sa registration. That will be on Thursday. And also on Saturday, another distribution sa Blacktown. It's at Station Arcade. Also, if there are other entities who are providing assistance, pinupost din namin, like the recent one from Study NSW, where students are eligible for pandemic leave, disaster payment, COVID-19 disaster payment, free 15 kilogram food hamper, and many more. So yeah, just like the Facebook page para makita nyo kung anong mga ganap. Also, if you think na you are still in need, kahit na you have been previously given assistance, please don't hesitate to contact us dahil marami pa rin tayo among the community who can understand your situation. And with a compassionate heart, they are willing to help talaga. So, laban lang. With God's help, malalampasan din natin itong pagsubok na ito. So, laban lang.
Yes, laban lang. Napakagandang mensahe po, Ms. Vida. And again, maraming salamat po sa inyong oras at sa lahat ng impormasyon na inyong ibinahagi para sa ating mga international students dito sa Australia.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.